Flanders Flunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning. And you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 24th of May. I am joined in the studio today by our security expert, Richard Bell.
Good morning.
And our guest today is the gorgeous Julie Stevens.
Hello. From Unique Designs, where I create your happy home.
Fabulous, thank you. I got her to say that because I said I wouldn't remember it. And I almost missed the beginning of the show because I was too busy on my Instagram. Social media is dangerous. Love it. So it is, oh my God, it's 24th of May. Do you realise, you know, it's like summer is almost here.
But it was hotter this time last year than it is today.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's all been a bit pear-shaped this year, isn't it?
Going a bit too fast.
Yes, but it's almost the end of the year already. Christmas, here we come.
No, I know.
But we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're talking security and interior designing. So I bet you're wondering how those two come together, and we're going to show you because, you know, these shows are planned.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Perfectly.
We are definitely going to try and bring the two together.
We do want to hear from you, as always, the listeners out there. So the easiest and quickest way to get hold of us is on Twitter, @BunkerExtra with hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. You can call us in the studio if you want to. We'd love to hear from you on 01233-220035, 01233-220035. And you can email me if you've got an event coming up over the next few months and you'd like us to shout out about it. Please do email us at bunkextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, we was joined in the studio. It was a full show last week. I had Julie Daniel, the Chic Stylist, was my co-host, and we had the Release Your Brilliance ladies, which consists of Ali Harold, Deborah Turner and Julie Bartlett, who are have come together to create or to continue the journey of the Release Your Brilliance. So let's jump straight on that. Their event is coming up really soon. It's on the 4th of June from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. I believe there is just a few tickets left. And this is for ladies to help you build and grow your confidence and look after yourself. So their blurb is, are you running a business whilst doing everything for everyone else? Are you struggling to find the time and energy for yourself and your ambitions? Do you want a voice for your business that is heard and listened to? Do you want to feel more confident and self-assured? Do you want more energy to execute your ambitions? I think we all do that. This day will give you the knowledge, skill, support and willingness to make small changes every day, no matter what. If you go to Eventbrite, Release Your Brilliance, tickets are available. It's 4th of June, 10 to 3:30 at Brands Hatch Place. If for no other reason, go for the food, because the food's amazing there, isn't it, Julie?
It is indeed.
We do love doing
nice chunky chips usually.
Yes. They were on the show last week. So if you want to find out more about the Release Your Brilliance event and why you should go to it, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, B-I-Z, that is bizradio, click on the extra tab and listen to last week's show, which was 102 or 103. Can't remember. I've lost track now after we've gone past 100. Was it 103 last week? Thank you. Listen to that and listen to the show. It was brilliant. We've had some shout outs. Now, I have to do this first. Let me find the message that I got from the lovely Laura at Tenterton Toilets. Just to say that Twilight Cleaning spread their positive company ethos of supporting those who want to work into a real and much appreciated job. It's a great achievement to be recognised at this level. They have been shortlisted for a Kiba Award, which I'm trying to read, Valuing Disability Business of the Year. We've made it into the top three. Oh, wow. And she's against some big boys, Blue Water and the Royal British Legion. So well done to you, Laura. That's an amazing achievement. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. In fact, I might have seen, if I can find it, a tweet saying more about it. But that's great. So well done. A big shout out to Laura. And if you're ever in Tenterton and you go in the toilets, the toilets are amazingly clean. And obviously she doesn't just clean Tenterton toilets. She does a lot of other industrial cleaning as well. But Laura has a brilliant team, and she's fabulous. So well deserved with that. We've had a shout out request from Barry. What are you doing there? That's a cat on a computer. We can't. Oh, here we go. Me now. Could we have a shout out now, as me and our team is in the UK, are still working all week. What are you working a weekend for? It's a bank holiday.
Time for a rest.
You'll be working a weekend. I must admit, this is the first bank holiday I've had off this year. So,
congratulations.
I know. In fact, I'm even going to have most of the week off.
You've only got one more bank holiday.
Yeah, I'm off next week.
I know. So I thought I'd make most of this one. And hopefully this kind weather will stay with us. They'll be crossing the T's and dotting the I's for the release of the Me Now app in the US next week. Fabulous, guys. That's really good to hear. That's Barry and John at Me Now. We've got to have Barry and John back on the show really soon. But congratulations. And yes,
that's why
keep working. Yeah, we'll let you off work in the bank holiday, as it's very important that you do.
US
so,
time.
Yes, keep up with the good work. What else? Can you find any more over there, Richard?
Fruit Bowl Media. At Fruit Bowl Media, they say, can we have a shout out, please? And they are the proud sponsors, or one of the sponsors, of Tech Expo, web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire at fruitbowlmedia.com.
Yes, so Fruit Bowl Media are one of our sponsors at Tech Expo this year. And we're going to be telling you, let's just tell them about Tech Expo now. Why not? Let's go with the flow today. Okay. So that's coming up in September, but you've got the blurb, so let's go for it.
I've got the blurb. Tech Expo UK, which is going to be held at the Kent Event Centre in Detlin on the 26th of September, 9 till 4 p.m. The blurb says, and I know who's written this, in a world now where we live and are surrounded by technology, and any business that does not embrace that are in danger of failing. So what technology is available out there? What technology do we rely on and help run our business? How does it grow? What technology is coming and what is the future? All of those questions we're going to be looking to answer at the expo. Tech Expo is a full-day exhibition and seminar for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run and build their and grow their business within the power of technology, where you get an opportunity to meet with suppliers from different sectors: technology, IT support, cybersecurity, software, digital marketing, online accountancy, and more. And we were just discussing this beforehand. It's not a typical type of tech expo where technology providers are just there to sell their wares. These have been carefully identified suppliers and providers that help our businesses get better and be stronger. So,
oh, can I use that quote?
You can.
Quick, write it down so we don't forget it.
Get better and get stronger.
Yes.
The speakers, that there's five fantastic speakers, well, four plus one, some five interactive workshops. Speakers include Brian Sutton from Microsoft, myself from Tell Intelligence, Ben Abbott from Maximum Medium, he's a medium, is there?
He's a medium,
yeah. Will Charlesworth from Child & Child and Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, with workshops provided by Aaron Taylor, Mike Hacker, Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, and Claire Derbyshire of LinkedIn. There are still some exhibition stands available, so if you're a supplier who doesn't want to miss out on the opportunity to showcase your brands to hundreds of key buyers and business owners who are looking for the right technology to help them build their business, meet face-to-face with them in a buzzing trade show environment, contact us for more details about our exhibition packages. For more details, visit
www.techexpo.com. Techexpouk.com.
Techexpouk.com.
Is that a spell? Have I done a typo there?
No, I just don't read.
Glad it's yours, isn't it? Mine. Yeah, it's in September, but it's fast approaching. So do check that out. It's going to be an amazing event. So excited. We're going to have virtual reality, AI, VR. We're going to have 3D holographic displays. So it's going to be so exciting. I think I'm just excited because I can play with all the toys.
That's the best way of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, all the interaction
and everything.
Get a
chance to actually experiment with some of the things you actually want to use in your business when you can start to then see it live, work it through, rather than have to sit there and listen to a webinar. Not just in webinars, of course, but sometimes you just want to have your immediate questions answered. And if you're at the show and the exhibitor's there with the kit, then it's a lot easier to try it out.
There's nothing that beats sort of touching it, feeling it, seeing
it. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you can sort of mentally sort of align it to how you operate. So that's one of the good.
You're thinking about your business at the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're sat in a webinar or, you know, just going through some tutorials, you're not necessarily able to equate it to what's really going on in your business. Yeah. So when you sit there and you think, oh, but how could I do this? And what happens if I do that? And well, how does that really work then? How do I really implement that? Yeah. And I think there's some of the challenges of small businesses that, you know, I think Tech Expo is going to be a really good eye-opener. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. Make sure you come. We have a shout out from the lovely Tabitha, the marketing assistant. Tabitha is TMA on the Twitter. Have a good show. And there was one from, where was it? Here we go. 6-2. Morning, Amanda. Hope you've had a good week. We're looking forward to exhibiting and having our CEO, Aaron, talk about Stop the Sales Pitch, Start the Conversation at ZC Live next Friday. Have a great show, guys, and enjoy the bank holiday weekend. Yes, because coming up next week, I bet Zoe hasn't realised how fast it's come up, is ZC Live is coming up. Now, that's another big annual event that we all love going to. And in fact, next week, the Bunker is going to be on site doing live interviews. So we're looking forward to being a part of that. And Zoe, this is her third year as running it as ZC. And previously, 2 years before that, she did run it on with the County Council. So it was Digital in Kent. And now it's ZC Live. But that is, if you want to find out about the social media, what's going on in social media, that's coming up. We see next Friday, which is the 31st of May, at Strood Academy, from 8 a.m. till 4, I want to say. But anyway, from 8, breakfast is at 8. But who's speaking, Richard? You're in charge of that.
I could have helped you with all of that information.
I know, because you've got pages.
That would have meant moving a page. So we've, of course, got Zoe Cairns speaking, David Pepper of Twitter, Gareth Cairns of ZC Social Media as well, Kevin Thorpe of Big Jam Studios, Mark Jennings of Storm Chasers Digital, Aaron Taylor again of 6-2, Andy Lambert of Contact Cow.
Content Cow, isn't it? Content.
Glasses or type, one of the two. I'm not taking my reading
anymore. But they're a scheduling service,
right?
Social media.
Yeah. Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment.
She can just get in anywhere, can't she?
Yeah.
She can make HR and law relative to any situation.
Yeah, but she's funny while she does it as well, she's brilliant. Which is great.
Yeah, exactly. So you certainly learn a lot and enjoy listening to her, for sure.
And Dan Knowlton of KPS Digital. There is one other on the website, but it seems like it's a mystery guest at the moment.
TBA. So that is really good. It's free to attend. So you know what? Pop in, go along. I think they've already got 400 or 500 people signed up. Mm-hmm. So it's also a really good networking opportunity as well. So ZC have been our sponsors for the last couple of months on the show as well. So we appreciate that. But yeah, go along. It's going to be fabulous. Great stuff. See all these great events going on. I've got a couple more events, so let's talk about these first, and then we can go on to security and interior design and how they connect. coming up next week, so Wednesday 29th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Metro Bank in Maidstone, the fabulous business doctor Peter Searle is hosting his free SSB Connect networking event. At this event, Nathan Martin will give a short talk about the work of KCC's Trading Standards Business KCC's Trading Standards Business Advice Support Team. See, you try saying that fast. a great networking event at Metro Bank in Maidstone. So if you go to businessdoctors.co.uk or Eventbrite, look out for events in Maidstone. You can book onto that. It is free. And then on Monday, the 3rd of June, the business doctors and businesses in Maidstone have got a free event, Difficult Conversations with Staff. In this workshop, you will find out how to overcome any fears you have of addressing staff performance issues and get a number of tips on how to turn the situation around to prevent it from happening. Again, great advice. It is another free event. The business doctors run lots of little free events, which are really great to help give you vital advice to help you with your business. If you go to businessdoctors.co.uk or businessinmaidstone.co.uk and look for events, you can book on there. And I have one more for you, which is on Friday the 14th of June. There's a new networking group coming to Kent. be interesting. We like when new ones come. We can see what's going on. It's Make It Your Business. And this is Make It Your Business, Rochester and Strood, which is on Friday the 14th of June from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Dragon Co-working in Rochester. Do you dream of starting your own business but need a helping hand? Or perhaps you already have a business and feel stuck and not sure how to move forward? Or maybe you are a successful entrepreneur willing to help other women achieve their goal. I think this is for women as well. So sorry, Richard, you can't go.
Wear your dress.
Wait, Make It Your Business is for you.
I am now gender fluid anyway.
You're gender fluid. Yeah. Good to hear it. But do check it out. I do believe on the 14th, our very own Gemma Fairclough-Haynes is one of the speakers. And she's always got amazing, valuable advice for business owners. So again, if you go onto Eventbrite, Make It Your Business, you can book onto that. It's just £10. So we do love a bit of networking, and we always love a new networking group when it comes around, because it's nice, refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to get back into networking. I've not done anything for a few months. Although, having said that, I think I've had the last 2 weeks have been lots of people in. This week has been really people orientated.
Sometimes it's just that face to face, isn't it? Going at meetings and face to face with people.
You've just got to, you really have just got to see people face to face, because all the time you just hide behind the computer and hide behind your persona, as it were, on social media, despite how authentic you may be on social media. There's nothing like looking into somebody else's eyes.
Yeah. Are you telling the truth to me? No, it's good.
I should look in your eyes, Richard.
Yes, in your eyes. I did my whole year's worth of networking last week at Business Vision. I think I got about 20 or 30 selfies.
Selfie queen.
I have to, again, I haven't been out networking a lot, so it was a case of making up for lost time. So selfie.
You thought you'd take pictures of yourself.
Yes. Yes. Network. Yes. Well, that's how I network. Selfies with other people, not just by myself.
All right.
include other people in it always. But Business Vision was great last week. I think it's one of those, it's nice to see what new businesses are out there or coming into the area, but and also just to connect. I just use it as a big, I say I was there for 2 hours, I left 5 hours later. It's always the way.
So good time management then.
Yes. No, I did, I knew I'd spend the day there, but by the time I actually caught up with, and I still missed quite a few people. So one thing I do find, that's why I like smaller exhibitions and things like that, you know, just subtle hint, smaller, more niche, you know, like Tech Expo. But no, because then you can be, you don't have to spend all day there, and you can do what you need to and get what you want out of it. And it, sometimes I find bigger exhibitions, like the business show Excel in London, it's just too big. Yeah,
you just get lost there.
You get lost there. Yeah. And you go out with a plan, and the plan never happens. Right? I went with my new events assistant, Maddie, and I said, right, this is what we're here to do. We're going to do this, this, and this. We didn't do that and that. We did do a couple of things. I was quite pleased. I did achieve some things, but they are the exhibitions are good for meeting other businesses and networking and that. So they're always fun.
And I think also members of the public, generally at exhibitions, can get total overwhelm. I mean, I was speaking at Grand Designs a couple of weeks ago, and the amount of people that kind of come up to me and say, actually, Julie, it was really nice to hear what you had to say, because now I'd know what to look for at the exhibition. I don't have to just go around walking willy-nilly thinking, do I need to speak to them? Do I need to speak to them? Mm. Oh, if I had that information before I came, Julie, I would have known what to do and I wouldn't have wasted time looking at all these other things. So I think it's interesting, isn't it? You can get such big shows like Grand Designs, like Ideal Home Show, and they all have their place and all have their value. But sometimes you just need that little personal touch that you'd get from a smaller, more localised show that would actually have local vendors, local suppliers. And there are some, but there's probably not enough.
No, exactly. I think sometimes people always like, oh, it's got to be large, it's got to be hundreds of people. Well, sometimes it's nicer to be smaller, more niche, more quality. But then also on the flip side, if you are going to an exhibition, go there with a plan and a mission. You can get yourself set up, because you will be able to discover who is exhibiting there. So you'll know who's going to be there. So you can already highlight who you want to go to see. I mean, it's fine if you just want to go to have a wander to see what's going on. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you've got a right, I want to meet these type of people, I want to find out about this, you know, set yourself up before you go, and then you'll at least feel like you've achieved something from it, rather than walking around for 5 hours and not getting anywhere far.
No, absolutely. You've got to have a strategy and a plan to make it the best use of your time and money. At the end of the day, the time that you're out at an exhibition, it's costing you money not being delivering work for a client. But if you're there to meet with potential new suppliers, you're there to meet potential new clients, if you've got that strategy in mind, just the same as a networking event, then you're going to get much more out of the day.
Absolutely. I mean, something I'm very excited about we're going to have with Tech Expo, we introduced an app to Vexpo, which was all the programs, timings of the day, all the attendees or exhibitors was on it. And what we're going to have that again for Tech Expo, and we're going to add to it a one-to-one meeting scheduler. Mm-hmm. So I know some other exhibitions do use this, but I think this is really good. So as an exhibitor, if there's a potential client that you'd like to really see, you can send out an invite to have a meeting specifically with them, and vice versa. If you're attending and you know there's specific exhibitors you want to speak to, you can make meetings to speak to them, because I think that would just help structure your day a bit more. Yeah. So you go, right, I've got a meeting at this time, and I because it's part of your business, it's part of your work, you know that you're going to get something out of it at the end of the day. So that is always good. But let's move on. What's going on in the world of security? And if you haven't heard, and I'm just going to briefly mention it because then we're going to move on because we're bored, but Theresa May has handed in her resignation. She's going to leave in 2 weeks.
It's not a security risk.
I know. Is she a security risk, Richard? This is the question we ask you.
Some may say that she's been a political risk, but I was listening to her statement. I'm sure you'll see it on the news later and hear it later. So that's become the topic of conversation at the moment, because it was quite a strong, passionate and sad sort of...
I do feel sorry for her.
Churchillian-esque type speech. So, yeah, regardless of your politics, it's, you know, someone's had to resign from a job today, whether people welcome that or not. Her leaving within the next 2 weeks and then the subsequent election afterwards, will that bring any added security risks to it? I don't suppose so. There's still a lot of discussion around Hawaii.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I love talking about spies. We're talking about spies the last time Richard was on.
That will continue until such time as Trump makes it part of a trade deal that he gets the benefit out of, and in which case it'll all be better.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably how it's going to play out in the next 6 months. security risks never go away. I mean, they're always key reminders of what goes on in the wider world. It was the anniversary of the Fusilier Lee Rigby and the Manchester 22 this week.
Yes, I saw that.
That still sort of hangs over us. There's lots of sort of attacks that have been prevented in the UK. There's lots of data breaches that are still ongoing, whether it be from TalkTalk way back when, they're still suffering. And of course, you know, Facebook, aka Instagram, that's been more prevalent in the last week or so around some of the vulnerabilities found there. But I want to try and bring security into interior design. So
yes, I'm very intrigued to see how that is going to join, how that's going to work.
So am I.
So I'll start on the outside of the building and the environment before we have a lengthy discussion about whether lamps or LED lighting is appropriate for your mood. There was something that was created some time ago. It was a science based from New York back in the day, which was called Broken Windows. From that theory then applied to some of our crime prevention and environmental design aspects, what buildings, housing estates, houses are built to. There's legislation in the Crime and Disorder Act, Section 17, I believe, that says all due consideration should be given to the environment that your property or any design, whether local council or government or anything, have to put in place. What does that mean? That means that there is a particular measure of spacing between your street lamps. Those street lamps are designed so that there are no dark spots. So
I was going to say, how does that fit with security, but because of dark spots?
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, so I see. There's all these things you don't think of.
It's preventing crime. Mm. So then you start looking at the environment around you and how people are how homes were designed. And then there was a big spate of cul-de-sacs where the kitchens were facing out onto that cul-de-sac.
Mm.
Well, that's a protective measure so that you can identify people walking into that area, unknown or otherwise, curtain twitches or whichever way you want to do. So you're observing your environment the whole time.
Mm.
That added to any of the other security products that you may want to put on your property, alarms, cameras, good lighting, whether it be PIR or otherwise, don't put dustbins next to the shed that enables someone to easily, you know, jump over into you know, all of those type of things. And that's before you've even got into the house. One thing that you do say is, you know, properties that haven't got any form of security protection, but more so alarm systems, but any other sort of security protection, are more likely to be burgled. That's just common sense. The home with the portrayal of security, so whether it be CCTV or lighting or anything else, is less likely to be burgled. The person next to it that hasn't got that, you're displacing that crime to the person next to you. Mm. And that happens within areas. So, you know, there'll be a big sweeper police operation and criminals don't go, they just move somewhere else.
Just displacing
it. But once we get in the house, then certainly of nowadays, it's, you know, everyone's talking about smart homes, everything's connected to the internet and your Wi-Fi and everything. So now it brings us back into, you know, our phones, our TVs, our lighting, Siri, Alexa, all of those type of things, where people start to look at how the integrated part of designing their kitchen, for instance, and their lights and their mood and everything through smart technology brings an inherent amount of risk into your house that needs protecting.
We love about you, Richard. We always cheer everybody up. By the way, just when you're excited about your smart home, it's now a security risk.
Happy bank holiday. Yeah. It's good to raise awareness.
People need to have, sure. I mean, all security, from everything, your home security, your personal security, your business security, that's what we love about you. No, we do love about you. It helps raise your awareness and it makes you double check, makes you rethink, make sure you're aware of things. And yeah, having a smart home, it sounds amazing, but with a smart home, what sort of extra security would you add to that? Or just making sure, again, passwords are protected and all of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there is no difference to this. I mean, I've got an app that enables me to see what happens in my house, both from a sort of a climate, smoke, all of that type of stuff. It's still on my phone. A lot of this stuff's on my phone. Mm. A lot of people, there's Hive technology and all that. You know, oh, I get to see the doorbell. That's quite a common thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's using technology that needs protecting.
Which people can hack into.
A lot of people just get out of the box, like they would do in any sort of major chain. They go and buy something, connect it and go, yeah. Well, all of that default information, without it being changed, is exposed. And criminals are smarter now. It's just...
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Technology is allowing technically minded criminals to...
But that doesn't stop. I mean, you know, that you still have to have a certain level of intelligence to be able to do that, you know. There are a lot of criminals out there that are stupid. So if you don't protect your home in the manner that we have come accustomed to, so the right type of lighting, make sure that you look after your garden, keep the hedges to a certain, you know, so that you don't, you know, provide a screen for criminals and stuff like that. If you do all of that type of stuff, you're less likely to be burgled. If you don't, then smashing a window or going through the back door or a patio door or whatever is just as easy, if not easier, than some of the other smarter stuff that we're talking about. But, you know, and then where do you keep your car key and all that? We hear loads of complaints around, you know, cars being removed and stolen.
Well, that's the thing.
Within burglary.
I'm paranoid again now because my car, I can open and close with, and I can't start it without the key, but I can open and lock my car with my phone.
It's always useful.
Yes, it is when you leave the key in the car. And then you lock it because it tells you it's unlocked, and then you can't remember. But obviously, that's all password protected and everything. But everything these days, makes us like
it's just so scary. And I think sometimes my clients get totally overwhelmed by it all. And I'm kind of one of these people that it's not something I particularly specialize in. And so I have a domain knowledge on, but nothing necessarily a specialist knowledge on. And so a lot of my clients are not asking me for it, which is actually quite nice because it means I don't have to go and find out more, but I go and find a specialist. But you're absolutely right. Some people, certainly on new build homes now, a lot of them have got so much more security built into them already that people are starting to take it for granted and are forgetting to actually think about the simple things. And I think sometimes, you know, that whole thing of making sure that your home from the outside has what we would call curb appeal actually still stands from a security point of view.
Absolutely.
Even, you know, some people may argue, well, if it's all looking nice and neat and tidy and spick and span, then that's going to attract somebody in because they might think there's something valuable on the inside worth getting. But at the same time, I think if you've got something that's kind of clearly lackluster and everything, then I don't know. It's a really tricky one because I deal very much with people from the their heartfelt way of how do they want to have their home, and getting sometimes down into all this technical stuff, I think I just come back down to common sense.
Absolutely. All of this stuff is fixable. It's not anything difficult. By the way, if you need any clients,
I'm going to come and talk to you, Richard. Yeah, we're going to have another conversation outside of this show.
Love it when a plan comes together.
None of it's difficult, but it's all just expected to be happening, and people are led by their heart. They're 100%, and I understand that. You know, I bought a house with the schools, the amenities, the utilities, everything around it. But I wanted to make sure that my back garden was protected.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And that was one of my considerations. I needed to have a car that I could put on. I needed a carport or something I could park the car in. All of those things were factors, which is part of the curb appeal.
Absolutely.
But it was how I secure my home thereafter.
Yeah.
And some people, more people that have got that live in a more risky environment, tend to consider those options or have that type of work done. But at the very least, you know, certainly. I'll speak from experience, not security, but I have a smoke detector now that comes through. So, you know, because my kitchen burnt down and I had the smoke alarm, but...
Was that your cooking?
No, it was a bin.
Oh, okay.
I can't say too much about it because we're still in legal matters. I make sure that I've got the physical aspects of security in place at my home, so at least I know that when I'm not there, that my family's safe or my son's safe or whatever.
Have you got a safety room?
Have
you got one of those panic rooms?
Panic room.
You see the person that would have dug the basement out and put a panic room in.
If I do, I'll call it my daughter's room. There are.
You're in that room for your life.
There you go. See you when you're 40.
Right. See now, and you was all wondering how we could connect security with interior design and designing and your home. So be safe, people. We're going to have a quick break. We've got something to liven everybody up. And when we come back, we're going to speak more with Julia about making homes happy, which they should be a happy place, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You need to come and sort my home out. Paul's not listening today. So, by the way, Julie's coming to sort our home out, darling. we'll be back after this.
Got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's
quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 24th of May. I'm joined in the studio today by our security expert, Richard Bell from Ten Intelligence.
Good morning.
Good morning. He has again, you know, cheered us all up. We may keeping us safe. I mean, I must admit how much more security conscious I am these days, even so much as a bug, Richard, even if I have the littlest. How do I do this? But I'm very proud that I do take your advice on board and listen and do.
I'm very surprised.
I know, exactly. Somebody's got to listen to you. Yep. And our guest in the studio is the lovely Julie Stevens.
Hello.
From Unique Designs, who helps you create a happy home.
Absolutely.
Now, you have been on before, Julie, but let's talk to you. Let's give us a quick reminder of who you are and what you do.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think I do loads of things.
A woman of many talents.
Hopefully good at them all. But yeah, creating happy homes has been kind of like the flagship brand, if you like, for the last 2-3 years. And because it just really says what it does on the tin, it's what I want to be doing for people, is helping them to create their own happy homes, spaces that they want to come home to and they want to bring other people into. And not in a kind of keeping up with the Joneses way or keeping up with trends way, but just so that people can make friends with other people. And I think one of the things that's really come up for me over the last few years is this whole thing about loneliness, and that loneliness is the latest current public health epidemic. Mm. And, you know, people spend so much time outside of their homes at work that they don't end up spending time in their homes. And when they do spend time in their homes, they actually don't like where they are because they don't have time to do anything with their homes.
Yeah.
And you kind of get this whole thing of, well, what am I doing? You know, who am I seeing in the day? And people are at work and they're in their little cubicles. Not that all workspaces are cubicles these days, but, you know, you have your head down and you're doing your do. And you come home and home may be a lonely place for people as well. So people don't see anybody. And I find that really upsetting, I think, for me. At one point when I was speaking to a client, she said, well, but I don't see anybody. And I said, well, don't you have neighbours in? Don't you have any friends that you invite round for tea? Oh, no, couldn't possibly invite anybody in. You know, the fact that you're here, Julie, is something. And I started to dig a bit deeper into this. And one of the other things I get involved in now is a member of APDO. Here you go. Here's an acronym for you that not everybody knows what that one means. It's the Association of Professional Declutterers and Organisers. Yes, there is an association for
that. Well, to be fair, I'm not surprised the amount of homes that probably need decluttering.
Well, this is it, you see. So I've now been doing a lot of decluttering and professional organising in people's homes. And a lot of people, they get really... it's such an emotional thing for people to invite somebody else into their homes and to admit that they've got a problem that they actually can't deal with on their own. And so they'll invite somebody in. It takes a lot of courage and bravery to pick up the phone and admit that they need help. And people aren't good for doing that sometimes. We don't often ask for help even in our own businesses. You know, we trundle along and eventually we'll ask for help. And I've seen a lot of people, men and women, who really struggle with getting some processes together for their homes to get them organised and to actually free themselves up to ask other people, even their friends, into their own homes, even for a cup of tea.
Mm.
And I find that really quite sad. And I totally get it from a practical point of view. Lots of people think, oh, well, no, I can't possibly have anybody in. They might find something out about me because my home is not totally secure and take that information away. So, you know, you get those sorts of things now come up. People want to be totally in their castle and it be like Fort Knox and nobody can come in. But there's the whole thing of a loneliness then came back to me as I've been thinking about this and thinking, well, our homes are a place of our refuge and sanctuary, but they're also a place to meet people and to just to fellowship with other people, just get alongside people and just be relaxed and be chilled. And we had the program Come Dine With Me.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's quite one of the, I mean, it's run as a competition, obviously, and everyone's in it for something else and the monetary reward at the end of it. But at the church I go to, we decided we're going to do this initiative of Come Dine With Me. And we're actually created small groups of people and we're literally just starting this week, next week. And we're going to run it over the summer season and we're going to have host people who are quite happy to open their homes up to people and invite other people into their homes for a come dine with me type meal.
Okay.
So the whole premise is that we make friends with people, that we get to know people. So get to know each other in the church a bit more because with the church of, you know, 300-400 people, you don't get to see everybody and you don't get to know everybody. And also to get to know people in your neighbourhood. So the idea is that you're not just inviting your chums from church, but you're actually inviting people in your neighbourhood into your home as a way of getting to know them better.
That's a great idea.
And it's just, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what the feedback is on it all. So we've been having great fun in trying to recruit people to host this. And then I've been having conversations with people who are going to host and people who want to host. But I can't have people into my home. What do I do? Julie, come help sort myself out on this one. And what suggestions have you got? And so it's been really interesting just to see this whole thing around loneliness develop into something that we've kind of pioneering as a bit fun, but equally it's going to really serve a purpose. You know, it's going to draw people together, not just be superficial friends, but to be heartfelt friends, to get to know each other, to get to know when you can support one another, get to know when you can come alongside each other over a meal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the most beautiful thing is eating and drinking together with your friends. But it does mean opening up your home. So there's a real kind of conundrum here for a lot of people. A lot of people say, oh, but I can't do that.
And your cooking skills, by the way.
Well, yeah, but we have been saying to people that you don't have to cook and it doesn't have to be just you all the time. You could just do a simple kind of picnic type meal.
Yeah,
so, you know, you just bring and share. You know, it's not always about the onus being on the host. You know, bring and share. It's not about having a formal dinner party. It's, you know, maybe one day it's going to be a barbecue. You know, we're getting into summer.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the barbecue can come out and then someone's got to go and mow the lawn and tidy up the kitchen, tidy up the garden and create a room in the garden. But that's a whole other subject.
And a group of my girlfriends, we do, every couple of months, we go to one person's house who hosts, but then we each bring a course. So somebody does starters, main, pudding, drinks and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not onus is not on one person to do the cooking, which is great fun. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I mean, you have a huge impact on people's mental health, don't you?
Absolutely.
Certainly at the moment, you know, mental health at work is you know, getting a lot more light shone on it.
Yeah.
But we tend to forget about, you know, true loneliness and mental health issues. I quite like shutting the door and just, that's it, safe, secure. Mm. I've got my own space, but others...
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You know, lots of introverted people would say, oh, no, that's the worst thing. I couldn't possibly go and do that. But actually, introverted people really crave friendship and connection with people. Yeah. I mean, as human beings, we're created to be connected.
Yeah.
So, you know, what better way, once it's over a meal, which is, you know, you have pauses in meals, don't you? You don't have to talk all the time because you're going to close your mouth to eat.
Yeah.
You're going to be polite.
Let's hope so, otherwise you're never coming
back. Yes. God, don't even get me started on that.
Peas, how can we?
Lucy, close your mouth. Lucy, close your mouth. I can't eat. I can't chew my mouth open. Yeah. That's brilliant. So what else, though?
So Come Dine With Me is an initiative that I've been involved in. On the back of that, the forerunner to that was Be More Pineapple, which is something else I've kind of started.
I remember you mentioning pineapple, so I want to know where the pineapple's going.
Okay, so the pineapple. It's the whole thing about pineapple. Pineapple is the symbol for hospitality. And the reason for that...
Is it really?
It is.
See, you learn something new every day.
And so the whole challenge, it was hashtag Be More Pineapple. Mm-hmm. So be more hospitable. So it's about opening your heart and your home to other people for the basis of friendship, for the basis of things like come dine with me, for just being, being part of the solution to loneliness, really. And so the pineapple was... when it was discovered by Cook, wasn't it? I think when he went over to Cook Islands, and he brought back the pineapple. And obviously he brought it back by ship. So whenever he was cutting them down from the plants, they were very green and very unripe. By the time they got back to the UK, they were very ripe, very juicy, very luscious. But this fruit obviously had not been seen in the shops before, not been seen anywhere. But when people tasted it, this is amazing. So it became this kind of luxury item to start off with. And then it was kind of, oh, you've got a pineapple. Oh, my goodness. But then architecture took it on. And what you'll find, certainly, and you'll see it a lot in London, around Hampstead, certainly, is that gateposts and doors would have pineapples on them.
Well, I never knew that.
And it was done as a sign of welcome.
Love
so it. It's like, my house is open to you. Come on in. Come dine with me.
Mm.
And so, I kind of took on this whole thing. Oh, yeah, let's be more pineapple. I kind of like this whole thing of being more hospitable. And so I developed a course, and soon to be an online course when I get my finger out and really finish it off, which is all around how do we be more pineapple? How do we open our homes and hearts up for hospitality? And and there's a lot to it. There's a lot of things that are going through, the fears and the frustrations that people have, dealing with some of that emotional side of it, dealing with some of the just bringing people up, building people up to have the confidence to actually do it. And then we go into some of the practical side as well of, well, actually, how would you, design and decorate maybe your dining table, or how would you decorate your garden if you're going to do a garden party? How would you look at processes for cooking things into your kitchen? So we can go into some kitchen design. How would you present a guest bedroom? What do you do if you want guests to come over and stay the night, but you don't have a guest bedroom? How can you make your lounge with the sofa bed much more appealing? How do you do that whole guest experience that mirrors the hotel experience, and you're not just asking somebody to bum down on the floor on and what have you? So it's a real mixture, and trying to drill it down to include just this a few things and not the whole thing is my challenge in everything that I do. Give too much.
I love it. I think you are very giving, but yeah, definitely. Let's get that hashtag trending. Be more pineapple.
Be more pineapple. Well, yeah, I have it on my Instagram as Be More Pineapple. I think I haven't done anything on it for a little while, but yeah.
We can help
with
that.
Be more pineapple. Hashtag.
I never knew that about pineapples. I never knew there was a sign of hospitality. I love that. It's great.
So there's been a trend, obviously, in stationery and on lots of things for home interiors as well. But that's really the whole reason, is it became a trend for that, because people were looking at, well, how do we be more hospitable? And, pink flamingos and pineapples have been the thing, but pineapples are still kind of there. Don't know what flamingo means.
I was going to say, why are flamingos all over the place at the moment?
I'll go and find out.
I don't know. I've got loads of different fish. What does the banana stand for?
The melons, the grapes.
I know.
I've got a fair idea.
Trust you.
Hashtag that.
Hashtag that. So basically, with everything that you do, it's all about creating a happy home, a happy environment, and obviously working towards helping combat loneliness and mental health and everything like that. So you must love, we haven't got much time, unfortunately, but go into things. I know we're running out of time again, but you must really love helping bring people's homes alive for them. I guess a lot of people, just because they don't know what to do, don't do a lot with their home space, and there is so much you can do with it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. I've always been incredibly giving with my knowledge, probably to the detriment of my business, but there you go, that's another story. But yeah, I love just seeing people smile at the end of the journey that we've gone through. So I think last time I was here, we spoke about one of my clients, and she's a single lady. And over the last 3 years, we've been going through every room in the house, and we've redone. And this week, well, last week we started on the bathroom, and it's the final room in her house that we're doing. Wow. And this house has just, you know, the guy that lived there before is obviously totally Mr. Bodgett and Scarpa, because oh my goodness, the amount of filler foam that we've found, the amount of Lucknow nails that we've found. I mean, the way this bathroom had been tiled is just unbelievable. A window had been enlarged, but a new lintel hadn't been put in. And we didn't know that until we started to take the tiles off the walls, and the tiles were actually put on plywood. You know, the walls hadn't been plastered properly. Oh, it's just a category of disasters. So we had to kind of come to a little bit of a stop. And this week the new lintel has been put in, so next week we can get on with doing everything else. But you know, this lovely friend of mine, she was a friend before I started working with her, and I'm even more so now because I'm going into her house, and she just says, I would never have been able to do this without you, Julie, because I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know who to call. So when we saw the problem with the lintel, you know, that's going to scare somebody. And they may have done a Bodgett and Scarpa, which is what the other guy, or was it previous guy, did. But now she knows that we've got everything fixed properly, and her house is safe and secure, and it's not going to fall down. I mean, when we saw this, all these loose bricks and everything around the lintel, it was kind of, you know, she was like, what do I do, Julie? I said, don't worry, we'll sort it. You know, absolutely fine. And you know, and we've got it sorted, and you know, in the next couple of weeks she'll have a bright, shiny new bathroom. And you know, her whole house now, she goes into retirement. She retired just before we started the work, so this has been her project since retirement. Mm. And she smiles every time she goes into her home.
Yeah.
And that just does something for me to know that I've enabled somebody to have a space that they feel secure in. Might not have all the security gadgets, because this one certainly doesn't. But, you know, it's a space that she can go home in to and just relax, be herself, be happy, be calm. And there's no angst around anything at all. She knows that everything's got a place. She's got her space, her bedroom space, which is her decadent space, and just that, oh, that's that little bit of quirkiness in there. Mm-hmm. We'd chosen a particular fabric and a wallpaper that was a bit quirky, that wasn't necessarily what everybody else would choose. Because I always have my wild card when I do a design proposal for somebody. I'll always have, you know, two or three fabrics that I know, yeah, they'll totally work. And they'll totally work for the client as well.
Yeah.
And then I have what I call my wild card. And it's what I know will totally work, but just pushes the client that little bit further.
Mm.
And so her bedroom has actually got the wild card fabric in, and it does look fantastic. I love it.
Brilliant.
It's a really great scheme.
Well, thank you so much for coming on again this week. And
oh, you're more than welcome. I'll come back again.
Exactly, for sure. For definitely. We love having you on the show. People want to contact you or want to find out more about you, what's the best place to contact you?
Oh, goodness. So social media, it's Unique Designs, which is Y-O-U. N-I-Q-U-E Designs, LTD, on the Facebook page. We've got a group on Facebook as well, which is called Create Your Happy Home. So you can come and join me in the group and enliven some of the conversation there about creating happy homes.
Brilliant.
You can find the website, which is, again, uniquedesigns.co.uk or createyourhappyhome.co.uk. That will get there as well. You can email me. You could send me a letter.
You're just everywhere.
Well, I try to be.
Yes.
That's what they tell me I have to be, exactly. Is business.
So everywhere. You will find Julie online somewhere. Brilliant.
Just search Julie Stevens Interior Design. You'll get me there as well.
Exactly. We've found it.
Or by the end of the weekend, search hashtag
pineapple. Yeah, be more pineapple. Follow the hashtag. That is the end of another great show. Thank you so much again, Richard, for joining us this week.
You're very welcome.
We always love our monthly scare, or reminder, should I say, recap, refresh. We will be back. Well, I will be back. No, I won't be back next week. So next week there is going to be no live show, because all of the Bunker Extra team are going to be on site at ZC Live in one form or another. Two of them are speaking, one of them present. So I couldn't do a show because there wouldn't be anybody here. But I thought we're going to do some live broadcasting from ZC Live next week. And then on the 7th, we'll return to the studio. And our guest is Jeremy Hinchcliffe, who is the owner of First Aid First. It's great, all about first aid training and the importance of it. And I think my co-host is Gemma, but I forgot to write it down, so sorry. But we'll be back. Have a great weekend, everyone. Have a great bank holiday long weekend and half term for those of you who have got half term next week. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks, or speak to you in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.